Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, AMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, in addition, don't forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, and we're on Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we have a situation where most voters believe President Joe Biden's immigration policy is much worse than was former President Donald Trump's policy, and they expect the issue to affect the midterm elections in November because they don't see Joe Biden doing anything to help the cause. And by the way, more people now than before want the border wall built and finished.
Well, there's no news in what you just said.
Right.
I mean, all of that is exactly correct. But you know, now you have Border Patrol that is really in its own way trying to fight back against the Chief of Border Patrol and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. You know, this Biden administration is holding fast to not enforcing law. So the next big question is, what's the plan? Because I don't see one in order to force the issue. And, you know, we're well into, or very close to, 2 million. 2 million mm-hmm. that have come across this border.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the number? And when does somebody ask, during the White House press briefings, what's the number? Is it 10 million? Is it 50 million? What's the plan? If they're not complying with law, and they're not complying with court rulings, including Supreme Court rulings.
Mm-hmm.
So, if for nothing else, this administration has become lawless. Now, personally, the one thing I would start doing if I were any of these governors is I would be filing suits against these charities, otherwise known as non-government organizations, that are facilitating these migrants, if you will, for human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be suing them for that.
Well, we have one congressman down there, Congressman, Democrat Henry Cuellar, who is taking it upon himself to tell the Democrats they're on the wrong foot, they're doing the wrong thing, and all of a sudden, guess who interjected themselves into the mix?
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love.
Yep.
Love's going.
That's the song for AOC. She has interjected herself in there because she's going to be the one-person wrecking party because she's demanded that the Democratic Party listen to her, and they're not going to. So she's going down to Texas to campaign for the opponent running against Henry Cuellar. Wonderful. All right, we've got a couple of callers on the line here. Let's go to caller number one. Okay, is that you, Mike?
Yes, Captain. Real quickly, Denise, you know, I said this was going to happen, and now, you know, I said China and Russia don't like each other, and they're going to put their differences aside and come after us. So we saw that in full display at the Olympics when Xi and Putin got up there and had their little powwow. So we know China wants Taiwan, so if Ukraine goes down, then Taiwan goes down. And the second thing, the hypocrisy, you know, Joe Biden took out that terrorist guy, which is a good thing, and the media loved it. Trump took out Soleimani, and he was a terrible person. So what do you have to say, Denise? Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead.
Well, hypocrisy means nothing to the left. So that's kind of where we are. It means virtually nothing. Furthermore, when you compare policies, remember, we went through 4 years of Trump being pro-Russia and Putin's best buddy and blah, 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 blah. Yet, here's Biden, who has not taken any aggressive steps against Putin for anything that he has done leading up to and including Ukraine. More hypocrisy. So there are so many things that the United States, along with what they call friends and allies or other members of NATO, could be doing to stop Putin right this minute. Because what you have to consider Ukraine and the countries in Eastern Europe, and that is they're living in terror.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. And caller, hang on. You'll be the first one up when we come back. So we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
Want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon? 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Now, Geico's been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I can tell you that if you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, you can find coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all that for you. You can find out who your local agent is as well over there. And if you really want to save money, bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your automobile, and you will save money. Check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com. Check them out. All right. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Bagamon Bob, who's been waiting patiently on the phone. Bagamon Bob, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. I see where Hunter Biden is coming back to the fore a lot more, and I saw some stories on Fox and I think on the Internet where they found out that they're getting a lot more information on him, and I think the Democrats up in New York are really squalling about him, and they want some of the records and stuff on Hunter Biden, and some of them may lead back to Joe Biden. I guess that's about it, Captain.
Okay. I'm not really sure what Hunter's doing. I haven't heard a lot about him, but what do you know, Denise?
I bought Peter Schweitzer's book, and I have started to read it. Meanwhile, I did watch the Who is Hunter Biden special on Fox Nation, which is a four-part series. And for me, there was a little bit in there that I didn't know, so I was happy to watch that four-part series. But I will tell you this. This entire Biden family knew precisely what Hunter was all about. The business dealings and the crisis with his sex escapades with all the hookers and with his drug problem.
Mm-hmm.
And what's particularly fascinating to me, I've been thinking about for the last couple of days, is that the Biden family, including most of all Joe and Jill,
mm-hmm.
didn't care a thing about Hunter himself as long as he was bringing in the money.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't work to do they finally worked to do an intervention very late in the Biden presidential campaign, but it didn't work. They drove him to, they had him come home, whatever home is, and they were going to drive him to another rehab place, which they did. They dropped him off, and he never checked in. In mm-hmm. fact, he went to another hotel, spent the night, and got on a plane, and then flew out to California, went on a whole other binge out there. So they really just didn't care, because this has been going on for years and years and years.
Mm.
So it does come down to the business dealings, and as long as he was bringing in the money, the entire Biden family, including Joe Biden's sister and brother,
yep.
and so forth, they couldn't have cared less.
Mm-hmm.
So Peter Schweitzer, in his book, to be honest with you, and the New York Post, has actually done the work that the FBI should have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have done anything about the investigation, because remember, it was international money laundering that they were actually, the FBI was allegedly looking at.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fallen off the radar. So I have virtually no use at this point for Christopher Wray and the FBI. Just
mm-hmm.
real sorry, but I'm more disgusted with the FBI than I could possibly be. As for John Durham, I think that, you know, Durham is, he's digging very deep.
Yeah.
He's found some things out here in the last couple of months. I'm actually going to post a couple of stories. I probably should do that this week on some of the work he's doing when it comes to, not only to Hunter, but to Russiagate.
Okay, we have Elliot on the line here. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. You know, very quickly, I want to speak about party loyalty. Very quietly done, Lisa Murkowski, an attorney, number two senior senator of Alaska, announced 5 weeks ago that she is seeking another term. Now, she is drunk on power. Alaska, all conservative eyes are on you. Who does this? Join the far-left Marxist Communist Socialist Party in bringing down her own party leader, President Trump. America, where lies the loyalty? My personal belief is she is joined at the hip with party sellouts such as Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney. America, I don't give a damn how corrupt they are. The Democrats, they remain loyal to the end. You know it. Right back at you. We channel that energy to the American people. Republicans do not need Lisa Murkowski, Adam Kinzinger, and Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. What we need is 100% loyalty, or else we vote you out. Thank you very much, Captain.
All right. What he failed to mention, and what I was waiting for, Denise, is that Joe Manchin over the weekend endorsed Lisa Murkowski for her election, and she endorsed him.
Okay. look, we're here in a situation where you've got levels of Republicans
mm-hmm.
and / conservatives. And, you know, if you think that politics in another state isn't of your concern, you're very wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's everybody's concern. And while we've got Murkowski and Manchin kind of endorsing each other, let's not forget that at least mansion in cinema kept us from having to deal with Build Back Better.
Yep.
Okay, so we have to take whatever victories we can. But, you know, it all comes down to decency. Mm-hmm. And I will just tell you that so many of these politicians have no decency about them, just zero. And I think that should be part and parcel of the Republican / conservative platform, that there is no decency. Mm-hmm. And that includes, I might add, Mark Elias and Eric Holder, who are the two most indecent lawyers, amoral lawyers, for what they're doing and trying to redefine and gerrymander districts to get rid of Republicans altogether in certain states.
All right, let me try to get, let's see here. I think I know. Okay, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. You got a minute, so let's see what you can do.
I guess good morning, Denise. I'm going to catch what is the illegitimate president? And his illegitimate appointment, especially if he's able to get one to the Supreme Court. How are we going to do this? These illegitimacies that he's put in place. So that's my question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Mel. Well, what do you think?
I'm with them. You know, I mean, there's so much impeachment material here right this second on Biden. But, you know, you'll never get impeachment through the House with Nancy Pelosi in charge.
That's right.
It just won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you could, it goes over to the Senate, and, you know, the Democrats over there are certainly in power. That won't happen either.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to take down all of his protections and those that are helping him. And I would start, if for nothing else, with Ron Klain, who is the chief of staff.
Who's rumored to be on the way out.
Well, they've been talking about that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But Biden would be terrified to get rid of Ron Klain.
Mm-hmm.
But I would, you know, Biden's got a Praetorian guard, and I would be looking at all of those guards, and I would be suing them and taking them down as fast as I could. And you know, then you have some real exposure to the protections and the stupid. Biden doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's saying. He has no idea. They put a speech in front of him, here, read this, and then walk away and don't take any questions.
Mm-hmm.
But he has no. He's not a strategic thinker. That's long gone. Not that he ever was to start with. You know, he used to be a real arrogant snot as a senator.
Okay. All right, we got to run. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low up there.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she writes about, and we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. South Korea has reported its 1 millionth COVID-19 case. It did so as the country set another record for daily case counts. More than 38,000 cases were logged Sunday as the country grapples with a wave driven by the Omicron variant. The high daily case counts have come sooner.
than public health officials had expected. Meanwhile, another vaccine against COVID has been announced.
A South African company says it's developed a COVID-19 vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine. Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That was USA Radio's Chris Barnes. Jackass Forever topped the box office this weekend. You are listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here on a Monday morning here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. To find out more about them, go to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can go to be trained to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one I'll tell you about is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So if you're up there in the northeast or the northern part of the country, that would be a place where you could go and check them out and see what they're all about. The one in the south is located in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Now, I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. All you have to do is call them up and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Now, the number is 800 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour. And you'll get an opportunity to meet students, instructors, and the money folks, the people that can help you with your student loan or your veterans' GI Bill, which will, if you're post 9/11, more than likely you've got benefits left and you can use those. And it will pay for all of your schooling. Now, if you're civilian or you don't have enough benefits, and obviously you get a student loan, then it can help you with that. So the website again is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And the phone number is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. Well, lawmakers have called for the pilot program's expansion for tech training. Might be what we're talking about here. A new report says there's no undocumented objectives to measure the success, and they want to find out more about it and expand it to meet some clear goals. So we'll see what they do there. By the way, from burn pits to backlogs, Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough talked to the War Horse about challenges and the changes in the agency as how he decided to focus on the veterans. That's an interview that you can hear at the website called the War Horse. Now, at least 439,000 U.S. service members have been diagnosed with brain injury since 2000. More than 83% of those classified as mild, and roughly 36,000 defined as moderate or severe. Traumatic brain injury is not anything to mess with, because the classifications are helping to lead towards preventable deaths. Now, here's an interesting feel-good story. A Japanese flag brought to America by a U.S. Navy sailor from the Battle of Okinawa has now been returned to the family of the soldier who carried it into battle more than three-quarters of a century ago. Novel gesture there. And if there was ever a candidate for a real-life, most interesting man in the world, it would probably be Eugene Jacques Bullard, who was the first black American combat power. He went from boxer to grunt to flyboy to American hero. How about that? Now, the Pentagon's main cybersecurity initiative right now for defense contractors has switched hands. Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks directed the realignment of the Cybersecurity Maturity Model certification from the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment to the CIO on February 2nd. By the way, Russia and China have come out and told NATO unequivocally, stop your expansion. Moscow has backed Beijing on Taiwan. Denise and I talked about that a few minutes ago. According to Reuters, Russia and China called in a joint statement on Friday for NATO to halt its expansion, while Moscow said it fully supports Beijing's stance on Taiwan and opposed Taiwanese independence in any form. Also, the Kremlin said that Russia would be absolutely justified if it chooses to respond to the Pentagon's deployment of the additional 3,000 troops sent to Poland, Romania, and Germany. Now, the group that led protests in the uprising that toppled Sudan's former President Omar al-Bashir said it was refusing to meet with Volker Perthes, the UN Special Representative to the Sudan. Like that was going to happen anyway. And India's total defense budget for the financial year 2022-2023 is now $54.2 billion, which includes $20.26 billion more to cover pay and allowances for the more than 1.5 billion military personnel. And yes, I said billion in the military in India. Now, terms of any new agreement are likely to leave Tehran in a position to amass fuel for a bomb in significantly less than a year, according to the IAEA, as the U.S. now sees Iran's nuclear program as too advanced to restore the key goal. It isn't going to happen. And a hacking team tied to Russian targeted Western government entities in Iran, or in Ukraine rather, Iran too for that matter. A hacking team that Ukraine says is controlled by Russian intelligence that worked alongside Iran targeted a Western government entity currently in the country, based on new research published by the Palo Alto Networks. Now, you might also know that there's no clear date that's been set for the troops that we've sent over to Europe to come back. As a matter of fact, we may be sending more. Just don't know yet. And the likelihood of more substantive escalation on Ukrainian borders, according to the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, is today, as of right now, regarded as low. But who's to say it won't all change in the next few days? Who's to say that? We don't know. Okay, we're coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, thank you very much. And my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss, of course, is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has now become the complete refresh that's made this great SUV, far and away, the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horses under the hood. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and they're also heated. That's nice on a cold morning. Now, that really feels fantastic, too. Now, Moss Acura will offer home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Remember, Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, joining us right now, it's Nanook of the North up there in Long Island, Chris Markowski. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. You said you haven't been outside tonight.
Not this morning I haven't, but this whole weekend has been pretty darn cold.
I'll bet you'll have a coat on.
It's looking pretty chilly. You gotta keep the garbage all locked up and bungee cord down because we've got raccoons the size of horses around here.
So, oh, my goodness. Oh, I can picture that, too.
Right before the garbage men come.
Yeah, I can picture that. I really can. Okay, well, first of all, your neighbor up there, AOC, is taking a little trip down to Texas, and I'm afraid all she's going to do is alienate the Mexicans down there in Texas because she's going after Henry Cuellar, who hasn't towed the water for the Democratic Party because he's being honest about what's going on down there along the border in his district. It's totally, totally out of control.
Yeah, I don't think she translates well much further at a certain, you know, her district and other urban districts around the country. So I think it's pretty much an exercise in futility. I mean, she's going to draw attention to herself, but I don't think she's.
Well, that's it. That's it. It's all about her.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she puts out a press release and then the newspapers dutifully, you know, cover the nonsense. I mean, who the hell cares what she's doing?
And they'll be there. They'll be down there covering her because she's the $6 million wonder. Wait a minute. Here we go. She's a $6 million woman. Boy.
It's made for TV type stuff. It's television. It's not serious.
Okay, now I'm going to run this by. It's a little premature for Donald Trump to be saying this, but he came out and did say that his first move in 2025 after he gets elected, and he didn't say he was running, he just said his first move, if he were president, is he's going to go back and build the wall and get it done totally.
Like I said, he tried that last time. He's kind of easier said than done, with something like this. We all, watched the various different delays and the issues that transpired the last time around. We've got to do something. I'm not a big believer I think the wall may slow things down. I don't think it's going to really stop anything. I think the policies that they put into place actually did more, the stay in Mexico policy and a myriad of other things. But at this point in time, the way the jobs numbers are, you got two job openings for every person looking for work. That there's a demand for workers and, people are going to continue to come here. It's just nothing much you can do until we solve that problem.
Well, that's all true. And one of the things that the Democrats have threatened they're going to do is they want to have an auction and sell off all the pieces and parts that are there to finish the wall for so many cents on the dollar, sell it for scrap metal, which is going to be, if you're going to sell it for a profit, right?
Well, again, it's the unfortunate thing. It's the stuff's just sitting outside there along, you get all the parts of the Keystone Pipeline, too, that were already put out there. It's the amount of waste that we have in this country. It's extraordinary. It really is.
Yeah, but they want to sell it for scrap. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't make any sense. That'll never happen. That's just, again, it's a talking point for TV.
Mm-hmm. Now, the GoFundMe deal here, and I've never been a fan of GoFundMe because I always thought some of that was a little bit screwy because of the way they did things. But Senator Ted Cruz has now called for a Federal Trade Commission probe into the GoFundMe truck convoy decision about that $10 million, where the first thing they said was they were going to take it and disperse it amongst the legitimate charities that they knew about that were there at GoFundMe. And then there was such a big stink that was brought forward about that, about, oh, no, if you're not going to do that, we want our money back. So now they're going to give the people the money back that they contributed, and they're not going to have any more GoFundMe trucker convoy. So it's moved to another revenue-creating source.
Yeah, the politically correct racket when it comes to that stuff. You had various different groups who are trying to raise money for protests and whatnot. All right, fine. I look at a lot of that GoFundMe stuff with a big bowl of skepticism as well. These companies, somebody wants to raise money for their whatever it may be. You allow them to put it up in the first place. You might as well allow them to follow through. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, you're going to start picking and choosing who you like based upon your politics. That most certainly could be problematic.
Now, the Border Patrol is having a real problem, not just with the people on the border, but with fentanyl. You've heard about it. You've heard about some of the big busts that they bring in. But they claim that even with what they brought in, it's not even 5% of the fentanyl coming across that border.
And, you know, you're making a point here that I've been talking about this for a while. You see, you know, we like our wars here in America that we, you know, perpetually lose, and that we can include the war on terror and the war on drugs and all these other things. War on drugs would happen for a long period of time. And you take a look, I mean, the exact opposite is happening. And over 100,000 people die of drug overdoses last year. If it wasn't for Narcan, you know, saving people on a regular basis with drug overdoses in certain areas of the country, the numbers would be much, much worse. We've got to kind of refocus here. The reason why drugs continue to come across our border, quite frankly, is people are doing the drugs. There's a demand for the drugs. No demand, no drugs. And that's the issue that needs to be dealt with. And, you know, we keep, you know, trying to stop the flow of drugs into this country from time to time. You know, they'll put drugs on the table. They'll show, oh, there's a multi-million-dollar bus we got there. That's just a, you know, it's like a, you know, straw in a haystack compared to the amount that actually gets in. The best way to tracking what's happening with drugs in the United States is just play Econ 101 and take a look at the price of drugs. And the price of drugs continues to drop, even though the demand is still there, meaning, guess what? The supply is there. So we're really not doing much when it comes to drugs coming into this country.
Now, I know that you've got an opinion about cryptocurrency, but a Florida home is about to be sold in Navo crypto money transaction.
That's nice. You know, the people advertise that because they wanted to get their picture in the paper. I mean, I could care less. You know, somebody wants to sell their house for seashells, they can sell their house for seashells. I guess. I mean, that's true. You do what you want. I mean,
or oysters or clams or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, here's some good news for you. COVID is actually falling. The cases are falling in 49 of the 50 states. The only one that it's not is Maine, of all places. But deaths top 900,000. However, that's slowed down a little bit, too.
Again, you know, you're going to hear as much about it as you did in the past and, you know, outside of, you know, the ridiculous, you're going to get all these liberal politicians with their mask off, taking pictures with stuff. Yeah, you know, the lockdown's really keeping up.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, here comes the music. That means I got to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and hopefully by then you'll have a couple more logs in the fire. All right, take care. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go there, check it out, see all the great things that he has to offer. In the meantime, we're coming right back after the top of the hour news with Frank Salvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.